For over three decades now, they've been recording music for the likes of U2, David Bowie, the Spice Girls, and more recently, Lady Gaga. But the music business is, as we know, a fickle place, and not everyone goes on to become a household name. Windmill Lane Recording Studios in Dublin are now appealing for those who recorded there over the years to come forward and claim their master tapes, weighing tons. These tapes are taking up valuable space, they say, and will soon just have to be got rid of. Our reporter Laura Whelan found out more.
And we go right down to the details of all the various different elements. And right down to the individual drum hits and, you know, making sure everything's in time, making sure everything's in tune and everything's quite how we want it. So it's quite an ongoing process when we do it. A typical pop song might have maybe 120 tracks of audio. Now, we couldn't do that with tape back in the day.
Tony Perry is the director of Dublin's Windmill Lane Recording Studios. It's here in the gallery of Studio One that music by some of the world's best known artists was first recorded. In a little while, surely
you'll be mine. Obviously, we're synonymous with you too. But also we've had David Bowie, R.E.M., the Rolling Stones, and I suppose we do everything from rock to pop to classical to jazz. More recently, Lady Gaga we've had in. But also we do quite a few film soundtracks as well. In this room we can seat an 80-piece orchestra. And over the years we've done some wonderful recordings for film.
During the 80s and 90s, recordings at Windmill Lane were made on heavy 2-inch multi-track tapes.
What we've done is a lot of the tapes that we would consider to be classic recordings or seminal recordings we have on our walls. They have to be maintained anyway at room temperature, so we thought, why not put them up on our walls so that visitors can have a look-see and get a sense of the history of this place. We have AC/DC's Thunderstruck. Actually, the interest in that one alone was immense. These are what I would consider important recordings. Some amazing collaborations have happened as well over the years that I've seen, like Bono, Christie and The Edge. You know, and I wonder what happened in the room at the time. And there's been collaborations between Sting and the Chieftains and the Corrs and the Chieftains and all sorts of, I suppose, unusual pairings. And over here we have Metallica and Marianne Faithful. Now, I don't know what that one's about personally, and I'm dying to find out.
Of the thousands of multi-track tapes in the possession of Windmill Lane, only a select few are on the walls. The rest have ended up here.
We are now up in the attic of Windmill Lane. This is a sizable room and it's just cluttered with, unfortunately, unloved tapes.
Windmill Lane no longer have the space to store these heavy tapes. Many have already begun to deteriorate. So singers, bands and other musicians now have 2 months to claim their recordings or they'll be destroyed.
We're putting the word out there and saying, look, if you recorded in Windmill Lane, and you're wondering where your tapes are, we may have them. What happens when you archive magnetic tape is this. You would actually put it into an oven and bake it for a while. That'll give you one shot, just one run through of that tape. But we'll advise people when they come to us and claim their tape, I'll sit down with them and talk them through this process. But really, you will only get one shot at it, and it'll be recorded onto a digital system at that point. But there are no guarantees. I would imagine that it'd be a lot of bands who might have demoed up work and maybe they're in a totally different line now. But, they, you know, what a wonderful thing to, you know, if you've always had a fondness or a memory of a great recording session that you did here and wondered what happened to that demo, what a great thing to be able to get that tape and call up your pals from that used to be in the band with you, and you can sit around a table in a pub and reminisce over your multi-track tape.
Now, that's what I call musical treasure. That was Tony Percy, director of Windmill Lane, ending that report by Laura Whelan. Disposal of the tapes, you have been warned, will begin in May.